calling my brother. How's your world?
I am doing great right now. Louis, how are you today?
I am doing phenomenal myself. Summertime has treated me gloriously. We've reached that time, though, where, you know, the season's here. I don't know if you know this, but Aggie football players report on Wednesday, practice on Thursday, off season, dead and gone. The season is here, and being a college football junkie, a tear almost formed in my left eye this morning when I realized it.
Well, you know, I used to coach myself, so I understand this time of year is very important. I'm going to have to get watch a couple of practices one day next week if I can. So it's an important time. You know, you got freshmen coming in, teams are getting ready to go. They're doing 3 days, 4 days. The season will be won and lost in the next 3-4 weeks here.
True.
What they do. It's an important time, and it's a great time, especially for incoming Aggies.
Truth, truth, and truth. This is where champions are made. It's not going to be in October. Alan, I asked you probably about a month ago, 3 weeks ago at this point, to just kind of share some beer reviews, find something interesting and new for us. Well, I went to your website, BrigadoonBrewery.com, and people can click on, it says, Beer Master General. Boom! There's a list of beer reviews, and I should have known that you were going to be so awesome at it and so thorough at it. Why did I ever, I never doubted you, but I'm just expecting something simple. Oh, no, no, no. We've got the 1 to 5 scale. You grade them on style, look, smell, taste, mouthfeel. You do tasting notes. You break down the city they're from. I mean, of course you made it amazing.
Well, you have to. You can't sit there and just say that was a good beer or a bad beer. It's going to be thought out. Especially because there's some styles I don't like, and to rate a beer bad because I don't like it, you know, that's not good. Now, I can try any kind of beer out in the market there is except for coconut. I'm allergic to coconut, so I can't do anything with coconut. But I'll refer somebody else with coconut beers. But it's important to not just rate a beer on good, bad, or ugly. You got to be able to find why it's good and why it's bad. And I want to tell your listeners right now that these opinions are my opinions that are subjective, and they try their own.
And you put that on the website, too. I thought that was brilliant that, you know, the beer opinions are expressed are mine and mine only. They don't reflect Louis Bellina. They don't reflect, I don't mean, almost Brigadoon, and you are Brigadoon. But these are Alan Ward's beer opinions. Again, go to BrigadoonBrewery.com. Front page, click on Beer Master General, and you'll see. No problem. You can check out the reviews. Now, the two highest overall rated beers. We talked about one of them briefly, Hyper Light Back Pew. It's from Porter, Texas. Great taste, light refreshing. It's a light lager. And on your 1 to 5 scale, it got a 4.4. So I wanted to go with the other one that we really haven't been able to hit on. I remember you throwing the name at me, but Monkey Wretch Suds Monkey out of Dripping Springs. What do we need to know about it?
Yeah, that's a nice little place on the way out to Dripping Springs, right before you get Deep Eddy Vodka's. They're a small place in a little industrial park there. It was a big surprise to me because I am not a big wheat fan, just by my own taste buds. And to me, to combine the IPA with the wheat, I really had to force myself to try it. But once I did try it, I was rather impressed with it. And your listeners out there, if you look at the final score, I've got a picture of it with each one of these beers, too. You pick the final score, you'll see it. You can see the color of that beer and the head it has on it. It's a really nice, flavorful beer. You got a slight touch of wheat. It's not very pronounced. It's not a hazy. I got a wheat yeast to it, so there's no banana or clove flavor to this at all. But it's just a surprising, nice little flavor to it, and I really enjoyed it. It was an enjoyable beer.
I've been to Suds Monkey. I've had the beer there at Suds Monkey.
They're good.
It just reminded me that. They are old school as far as what a brewery is, because they're definitely for their neighborhood, for their community, had that vibe and energy to it, really enjoyed it. Because the new school now, breweries are being built to be these mega breweries. Everyone's building the brewery with the concept of, okay, we're going to have 1 million people per weekend. And don't you feel like that? Like old school, new school almost?
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think the issue here is you have to be a destination now. In the past, you could just be a brewery or a brew pub, but now you've got to be a destination. So you've got to be an area that's going to attract a multitude of people to come in and make most of your money in that facility, because tap space and shelf space out there in the market is getting hard, more and more difficult to get. And tap space especially, that's a finite thing. Each bar has got X number of taps. You can't just add a tap on the wall and say, here you go, and put it over here. So tap space is rough to get, and shelf space is also tough to get. And if you're not having a major distributor working with you to maintain those shelves for you, that's a lot of work out there in a small brewery. So these smaller breweries opening up, and mid-sized breweries also, tapping into that core ideology of people who want to go someplace, have an experience, and not just drink beer. So destination is a key way to make things.
Interesting to me. You said they're now building them because they know they have to be a destination. I know for me from the start, the beer was the destination. I just want to try new, interesting, and phenomenal beer. And I don't care if you have laser light LEDs on the wall that blink every time someone pours a beer. That, you know, that won't make it taste better.
Well, I'm going to date myself and say that some of the younger generation want more flash and move, and they want more digital signage and things like that. They're not quite into the beer depth, and a lot of the new millennial drinkers are looking for new, different beers every time they come in. They don't want the same beer over and over again. Gone are the days that somebody can sit down and drink a beer for their entire life. My dad was a Jack's beer drinker for most of his life when he could get it. And that's what he drank. My grandfather was a Budweiser drinker, and they drank that, period. It wasn't a matter of what are they going to get. It's a matter of if it's going to be a can or a bottle or what size they're going to get or a glass. Millennials and newer craft beer drinkers are not going for that. They're going for different. They want to try something new and exciting and turning flavors, which is good. It's good. And most breweries have got their go-to, their flagship beer. You know, our Black Plague. People come to Pasadena location, and they go to the Renaissance also, and they want the Black Plague. But they also want something new. What's new this week? What's new now? So that's, you know, destination adds a little newness to it. You can do flash and bang and give entertainment to them while they're there.
Alan has put up reviews for 9 new beers he's come across. The top 2 highest rated, 4.4, were Hyper Light Back Pew out of Porter, Texas, a light lager, and Monkey Wrench Suds Monkey, a wheat IPA out of Dripping Springs. Now, some that caught my interest. I got more questions for you. Mostly harmless, Eureka Heights out of Texas. And the reason why it caught my attention is it's a German beer. And I love almost all German beers, especially the closer you can get to original German formulas. And this one happens to be a Kolsch.
It is. It's a Kolsch. My problem with this beer, and it's my personal taste buds here, is I'm not a big Citra hops fan. So to me, they lost me on the taste and the smell, and mainly because of the Citra hops. I don't associate that with a German-style Kolsch. It just doesn't go right with me. But, you know, I still rated them pretty high. They got a 3.8. If you can get above a 3, you're doing great. They're on style, about a 4. The alcohol's in there. It just had a weird vibe to me. It's a weird hybrid. You start mixing styles across the board there. But, you know, you need to try that. Eureka Heights does some great beers. They have, you know, their bunny's fantastic. And Eric and them do a great job. That Casey does a great job. It just hit me as strange. It's an unusual combination. If you can find it, I'd recommend trying it. You get a can and try it. It's an unusual style hybrid.
A beer, and I had it yesterday. Strawberry Blonde Southern Star. Southern Star right down the road in Conroe. And it's basically, what, a wheat with a hint of strawberry. And a blonde, rather, a hint of strawberry. And for me, I wanted a little more strawberry. I thought it was very drinkable. I had no problem with it. I wanted just a little more strawberry, though.
And that's my complaint about that beer. And I will see the brewers this weekend at the Master Brewers Conference. To me, that beer needs more strawberry. It's good. It's a hint, and it really needs a more. When I make strawberry blonde, I want to feel a strawberry feel in my mouth when I drink it and go down. My wife, Linda, actually tastes this beer also, and she said the same thing. It needs more strawberries. And that's the only thing I have against that beer is it needs more strawberries. You're exactly right, Lou. Your palate's right on the money right there.
It was good. It was fine. And you know what? If it would have been just called, like, The Blonde by Southern Star, I'd have drank it. Alan Ward of Brigadoon Brewery hanging out with us on the Smoothie King Hotline. He's our beer master general. If you want to check out all... And I do mean all of his beer reviews, i.e. all the beers and everything he had to say. What a phenomenal, phenomenal list this is. It includes the calories, if he could find them, for each of the beers. And again, he grades them on a 1 to 5 scale on the style of beer, how on style They are the look of the beer, the smell of the beer, the taste of the beer, the mouthfeel of the beer. Then you come up with a total rating. Go to BrigadoonBrewery.com and then click on Beer Master General. Just a couple more. A, this one because of the name, but also the style is really cool and fashionable right now. The hazy IPA style, but Hipster Sauce from 11 Below out of Houston.
Yeah, Hipster Sauce was a I'm not a hazy fan, personally, first of all. I think hazy IPA should not have been done. That's my personal opinion. But here again, you got that citra hops in there. For me, I do not like citra hops and the taste it gives it. But if you're into the hazy IPAs, then that's a beer for you to go for. Like I said, scored above a 3 on me, so it's a very quality drinkable beer. The Mosaic hops, I think, are kind of hidden by the citra, and the amarillo hops in there make a little juiciness to it. It's just a little too hipster for me.
In other words, I like that. Just a little too far living up to the name. Speaking of hipster, you have a beer out of Austin, Texas, right?
Yes.
I'm going to Google the label. I probably want to buy the T-shirt because it involves the geek things of my life. But Kung Fu Robot at a Fourth Tap Brewing Co-op.
Yeah, if you click on the bottle Tolo there, it's just total rating. I've updated the list here. It'll get you an actual picture of the can.
Cool.
And that one was an unusual find for me. I was out doing some education training, building my education up.
Is that a euphemism for you were at a bar?
No, I was actually at Deep 80 Vodka's for an industry training session. But part of the training session, I got a chance to try this Kung Fu Robot IPA. I was not real going into it with a positive attitude. I thought, well, you know what? It's got a cute can. We'll try it. But, you know, I really found it refreshing. It was not a harsh finish. It's got a juicy, creamy flavor to it, an easy drinking beer. That is a beer that I could sit down and had drank maybe, you know, 4 or 5 in a night easily. Really, really unusual find for me to find something like that that I had not had before. Highly recommend it. It's on a Fourth Tap Brewing Co-op out of Austin, Texas. They're distributed in the Austin, San Antonio area and some in the San Marcos. It's a great, great beer. Seven alcohol. And 46 IBUs, and they're going to be really nice. It's not a harsh finish, then rip you up. It's a good beer.
You could check out all. I love the name. That's, I mean, right there alone, you do something that quality of work. I'll try it just to thank you for such a cool name, Kung Fu Robot. Now, where does the co-op come from? Do you know? In just the name of the brewery, Fourth Tap Brewing Co-op.
They actually formed a co-op. They've got a series of people, and they kind of brew it as a cooperative operation. Your listeners also out there on the left-hand side, right below the name, is the actual brewery. And I've linked them so you can click on that brewery and go right to that brewery and find information about what they are and what they do. I've not visited Fourth Tap. I'll be doing that probably pretty soon. Fish Pound of Beer I just had with them. It is a unique operation. They opened 6 years ago. That's not right. They opened in 15. So I suppose that 4 years ago, I guess it was. But they're a cooperative group of people out there that bonded together to make beer. Why wouldn't you?
Very Austin. Very Austin. You can check out all of Alan's beer reviews. Again, BrigadoonBrewery.com. BrigadoonBrewery.com. Brewery.com. Click on Beer Master General. You could take it from there. Alan, why don't you share briefly with people what you're doing this upcoming weekend?
Well, I plan on going to the Master Brewers Conference in Kerrville to do education, but I've changed my career now, Eddie, because of you already. I've changed it. I'm now going to be a Fortnite expert player for money. More money in Fortnite. Listen, you know, I got to change my career now. I don't plan on going to a Master Brewers Conference meeting and education and learning stuff and bring more back to the brewery, but why do that when I can make more money doing Fortnite?
$3 million for first place. The winner of the U.S. Open Tennis will make $3.85. The winner of the eSports, $3 million. Fifth place made $900,000. I mean, there's a passion for brewing beer, but a lot of people have a passion for making $3 million.
I'm telling you, $3 million got my attention. But I'll be going this weekend to the Master Brewers Conference at the Texas Master Brewers Association. The District Texas chapter of the Master Brewers Association of America is a worldwide organization. And we have a meeting twice a year, and we've been meeting in Kerrville this year, this weekend, and I will be tasting a lot of new beers. I'll be reporting back on those and getting a little education on a few other areas and bringing it back to my crew and team and be making better beer.
Alan, thank you always. I look forward to hearing about the new beers. That could probably be our next set of beer reviews. Thank you always. Look forward to visiting with you. Have an amazing trip.
Take care, Louie. Thank you.
Peace, brother.